stirs in the heart and you dislike, that people must be aware of it. That's the reality of sin. We'll do everything, but we don't want people to know about it because the embarrassment is there. We know the wrong of sinning. My brothers, today to even use the word sin is very difficult. We don't mind committing sins, but to hear the word sin, it's a bit heavy for us. Like our seniors, our elders, our akabir, our mujtahideen, Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi and all the others, never like using the word jais and najais. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi also didn't like that you must use the word jais and najais all the time, because it gives the bit of a different taste. Right. So Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to say something is not permissible, he used to rather prefer to say, akrahu hada, I don't like this here. La uhibbuhu, I don't like this here. Not the word la yajuz, it is not permissible. So similarly, there are plenty of terms today which we find it very difficult to listen to, but it's a reality. Allahu Akbar, my brothers, our entrance into Jannah depends on us keeping away from sins. So today we don't just use the word sins, we'll say the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. What we have to remember is that there is no pleasure in our lives in displeasing Allah Ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, listen by the yad, by the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr doesn't mean sitting with a tasbih. In fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the hearts will gain peace and tranquility. And this, for the marriage parents, those who are getting married also, we tell them the same thing. Those who intend getting married also. If you want a happy marriage, fulfill the commands of Allah. Please Allah, then Allah will please you. My brothers, it's a long, long topic this year. I don't want to go into much detail about it. Right? But we all know what a sin means. A sin simply means displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a sin. Now I'm just going to narrate to you a story, an event. Story, Allahu Akbar. When we talk of the Ahlullah, we mention their words. Right, the rahmat of Allah comes down. Words of wisdom. There isn't much time, of course. Hey, nowadays, 20 minutes becomes a bit hectic. But nevertheless, Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, you heard his name. Great wali of Allah. He was a king who gave up a crown of what you call jewels for a crown of thorns. He was a king. And one day, what you call, he decided enough is enough. And he went into the wilderness to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he came back, he was known as Sultanul Awliya, the King of Kings. Allahu Akbar, what a person. And not just when we think of a wali of Allah, my brothers, unfortunately we have this picture of someone sitting with a long white beard and with a tasbih in his hands. No, they were scholars. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi, were great scholars, they were imams. But they were Ahlullah, people who feared Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, one day a youngster approached him. A youngster came to him and told him, Sheikh, you know my problem, I can't stop committing sin. Whatever sins I'm doing, it, I enjoy it. But at the same time, I don't want to enter Jahannam. I want salvation from Jahannam. Is there any remedy to this? Do you have any antidote? Do you have any cure for this? Yeah. That I love my sinning. I like to go to the movies. I like what you call chatting with this one and that one. But at the same time, I fear Jahannam. I don't want to go to Jahannam. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, had different ways of dealing with matters, my brothers. No harshness. With a smile, he tells the youngster, okay, let me help you. Let me try and help you. He says, look, firstly, try this out. Try this option. That when you commit the sin, right, be aware of the fact, or rather, you are committing the sin, Because you think that no one is watching you. You commit the sin for four reasons. Either you commit the sin because no one is watching you, or you commit the sin in alone, that no one's watching you also, you're alone, or what you call people are not aware of what you're doing. For these various reasons, we commit sins. So he says, when this thought comes to your mind, then for a moment think that Allah is watching you. When you feel that no one is watching you, no one is aware of it, at that moment think that Allah is watching you. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah says, Allah is waiting for you. Allah is watching you. Allah is sitting on a high tower and watching every movement of yours, like a hunter when he hunts his prey. He concentrates on that prey of his all the time. He wouldn't even breathe. He doesn't move until he shoots that bullet. Allah is watching you like that. Allah is absolutely aware of what you are doing. So the youngster tells him, fine, but, you know, how do I know that? How do I inculcate this here? How do I know that Allah, I know Allah is watching me. I'm aware of that's my aqidah. But I don't think it's going to solve my problem. So Ibrahim in Ahlan tells him, okay, I'll give you a second way through. The second, what you call, offering I make to you is that when you think of committing the sin, or rather, one way of stopping the sin is that realize that the rizq which you are eating is from Allah. All the rozi that you are eating is from Allah. So rather, change your thinking and try and get rozi from someone else. From some other source. I'm not eating Allah's rosy. Because if I'm eating Allah's rosy, I'm bound to him. So let me get rosy from elsewhere. So the youngster says to him, to Sheikh, he says, how is that possible? If I try and get rosy from elsewhere, not from Allah Ta'ala, then I will starve to death. I will starve to death. So Ibrahim in Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, smiles at him and tells him, okay, I've got a third option for you. Right. And the third option is, Mafsan, we've got to write things down because, you know, our memories are not like Maulana's. Anyway, the third option, he says, if you want to sin, then go outside the domain of Allah Ta'ala. In another realm, go out of the domain of Allah so that Allah can't hold you responsible. That in my malakut, in my mulk, in my kingdom, you are committing a sin, you have to be punished. So rather, go out of the realm of Allah Ta'ala. So the youngster says, how can I do that? The heavens and the earth belong to Allah. How do I escape Allah Ta'ala and go to a different realm? Then Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, tells him, okay, if that is too difficult for you, when the angel of death comes to you, this is hikmat, my brothers, wisdom. He tells the youngster, when the angel of death comes to you, then tell him to hold on. He must give you some time to repent. Let him give you some time to repent. Now we know that's not possible. Quran says when the time comes, you're gone. When it's time for you to leave the world, you will leave the world. So the youngster tell Sheikh this year, that how can I, what you call, tell the angel, where do I have the guts to tell the angel such a thing? He's not going to listen to me. So Ibrahim bin Adham tells him, okay, I'll give you a fifth option. A fifth option. And that is, when you are buried, put a no entry sign there. Put a no entry sign on your grave, so that Munkar and Nakir can't come to you. Those angels who will question you in the grave won't come to you. You put a no entry sign. So the youngster looks at the sheikh, he says, how is that possible? Munkar and Nakir come to me, I must tell him no entry. That's not possible. And then finally Ibrahim bin Adham tells him, then stand your ground. When the angels pick you up to throw you into the fire of hell, then stand your ground and fight them. So he says, how is that possible? I must fight the angels. What power don't they have? I'm a nothing. These were his words, finally. I'm a nothing. So Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, tells him, yes, my boy, keep this in mind always, that I am a nothing. In the sight of Allah, I am nothing. How dare I try and argue with Allah and go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, this is the lesson. That you want the pleasure of Allah, then what you call fulfill the commands of Allah. Keep away from sin. It's not a small matter. We take it for granted. When we talk of taqwa, day and night people are talking about taqwa, sitting on a minbar. Taqwa means keeping away from displeasing Allah ta'ala. To refrain from displeasing Allah ta'ala, my brothers, Allah give us the tawfiq to understand this here. It is so essential in our lives that we try not to fool Allah. Don't let us displease Allah ta'ala. You can't avoid Allah ta'ala. Allah is aware of everything. Yes, I'll end up with this quickly. The doors of repentance are always open. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu. Allah says, oh my bandas, we have exceeded the limits. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. This is from Allah, my brothers. Allah give us the tawfiq. It is just a simple Jummah message this year. To think of Allah, refrain from sin. We've got to work on this here. The sin starts off very easily. Very easily, when we start sinning, it is very light in the heart. But as we continue sinning, it becomes bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier. Then it's difficult to eradicate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on whatever we hear, any episode, any aspect of deen we hear from the ulama. They are not speaking nonsense, my brothers. They are speaking from Allah and His Rasul. Allah give us a tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah. 5 minutes or. What's the time, huh? Oh, it's only 45. Ya Allah. MashaAllah, I've got 5. Right, so we were talking about these questions which the youngster posed to Ibrahim bin Adham. My brothers, one thing we have to remember, that in contemplating over our sinning, our sins, there is itminan qalbi. If you don't ponder and reflect over your sins, you will never, ever be at peace. Never, 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 never. Whoever commits any sin, who can say that he feels nice after committing a sin? The conscience troubles. The conscience troubles. You can't eat. You become snappy. You lose your temper. And you do a lot of crazy things because you've disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. That's why I mentioned, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ qulub. You'll only gain peace when you fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, give us that tawfiq, my brothers. Many times people say, yeah, but it just happens. You know, it just happens. If it just happens, then let the opposite also happen. Ask for tawbah, repent to Allah. You people don't know. When you read the Quran, anything you do, what do you say? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You're invoking the mercy of Allah twice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anything we do, we think of Rahmanir Rahim. You think Allah will forsake you? So when we do wrong, my brothers, at least think of Allah, repent. An-nadmu tawbatun, when we regret in the heart, this is also tawbah. This is also tawbah. This is what you call repentance. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu once was walking around Medina in the evening, and an elderly woman comes to him and she's weeping and crying. And she tells him, oh, Abu Huraira, I've committed a tremendous sin. So Abu Huraira asked her, what is it that you committed? What's the problem? So she says, what you call, I committed zina. And then thereafter, I killed the child. When the child was born, I killed the child. So Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, tells her, ahlakti hadi. You're a goner, man. You destroyed yourself and you destroyed a ma'asum nafs. In other words, what he's trying to say is that you've lost it completely. This woman goes into a faint. She faints. She goes unconscious. Abu Huraira walks back to Masjid al-Nabawi. And then he's thinking to himself, how could I have told this to the woman? Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present. A greater mufti than me is present. How could I give a fatwa? So immediately he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is what transpired, and this is what I told the woman." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "Ya Aba Hurairata, halakta wa ahlakta. You are gone. You've destroyed the poor soul. Don't you know that Allah says, let alone forgiving your sins, listen carefully, this is the Quran this year, let alone forgiving the sins, Allah can turn your sins into good deeds. Yubadilullah sayyatim hasanat. Allah can change the sayyat, the sins, into good deeds." Abu Huraira, when he hears this, he becomes stunned. He is stunned. And he goes out again looking for that woman. And the kids are saying in Medina in the streets, "Junna Abu Huraira, Junna Abu Huraira, Abu Huraira, Abu Huraira has gone mad." He's gone mad because the effect it had on him. Finally, he finds this woman and he gives her the glad tidings that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no sin is so great which cannot be forgiven. In fact, Allah can change your sins into good deeds. And the woman is so happy, she becomes so happy, and she tells Abu Huraira, "You be witness to this, that this garden which I own, I've given it out in the path of Allah. I'm not begging Jannah." But this is it, my brothers. This is it. Turn to Allah in everything we do. Have regret in your heart. That regret is a form of repentance. Allah will forgive you. Inshallah. Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to one of our senior ulama, Mawlana Hassan Dokra Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, who runs a very good madrasa with the Hifz and Alim course in South Johannesburg, Robertsham. May Allah Azzal was a senior ustad for many, many years at Darul Mazadwal. He's working in many, many other fields as well. He also happens to be a student amongst the earlier students of our beloved, respected ustad, Hadrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Rahimahullah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala reward us more abundantly for those valuable advices to pass. Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq, inshallah, to take to heart and to put to practice. Once again, humble appeal, inshallah, we have this great honor, and this word is used intentionally, this great honor of on a weekly basis in the Jumu'ah collection to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa. What a great form of sadaqah jariyah. For Allah's pleasure, we spend that little money. So whatever good will emanate, inshallah, that will accrue to our name, and when we are most desperately in need of it, lying all alone in our qabrs, inshallah, those rewards will continuously accrue. Let us open up and donate as generously as possible, inshallah. After the Jummah Salah and Sunnahs, there will be a nikah taking place, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب إن الله يحب المتقين فلنتق الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل جميع نعم الله عز وجل وآلائه ظاهرة وباطنة ولنطيع الله عز وجل في السر والعلن ومن أهم العبادات وأحبها إلى الله عز وجل الاجتناب عن المعاصي والمحارم. فقد أمرنا الله عز وجل بهذا قائلا: وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه، إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون. ورغبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا قائلا: اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، وردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والمساجد كلها في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدنا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل، تقاربوا. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. A few steps we take among the beloved safs of Allah Ta'ala to fill in the gaps in the safs. Once we're in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible, keeping in mind that once the salah has commenced, takbir takes place, our shoulders are touching one another. One of the great means of unity in the ummah is to stand shoulder to shoulder, leaving no gaps between ourselves. Also ensure that the heels are in a straight line. استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وأمن رواتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.